sugya in the halachas of Birchas HaTorah Mitzvah Hashem. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. May Mevorech, Amr V'Yehuda Amr Shmuel Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayis V'tzivonu L'asik V'divrei Seru. Rabbi Yochanan Mesayim Bahachi, Harav No Hashem V'kenu Zivrei Sarosko B'finu, V'fifi Yoyis Amcha B'Yis Yisrael, V'niya Anachnu V'tzatzeinu V'tzatzei Amcha B'Yis Yisrael, K'lonu Yoyi Dei Shemecho, V'ois Ki Yisrael Yisrael Baruch Ata Hashem Amli Yitor Elam Yisrael. Rebbe Mnuno Amar Asher Bachavon Mikol Ha'amim V'nasolanu Estirotsoi, Baruch Ata Hashem Neisen Ateru. Amr Rebbe Mnuno Zuyim U'udah Shebebrochlis, says the Gemara, Gears of Rabbi Kivager is, Amr Rekwap Elokach Leminu Lekulu. Just as a start off with a parparois. It's Meister Shehoya that Rabbi Yashiv said once that the reason why we say the 10 sons of Rav Papa at the end of Siyam Masechta is because in 10 places in Shas, Rav Papa made Shalom between two different Shitas. One Shita said like this, one Shita says like this. So Rav Papa said, Hilkoch therefore, Nemer Lekulu, we'll do both of them. So B'schus the Shalom that he made between the different Mount Amrim, so we're masker in the 10 different places, we're masker his 10 sons. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he said to him that L'chura, the Shver is wrong. There's only 9 places in Shas that it says Amr Papa, that he made Shalom. So he says, how do you know? So he says, because I checked it up on a computer. So he says, the first thing they have to know is that anytime that there's machlekes between the Shver and a computer, the Shver is right. The second thing that he says is, Ayin bebrachas daf yud aleph amud beis. Begillion Ashas, and that's the answer to your question. Over here it doesn't say in the Gemara, Amar Papa. Kivager sticks it in, Amar Papa, Hilkach Leminu Letorvayim. The Gemara says at the end of the day, Amar Huna Zuyi Mu'ula Sheva Brachis, Hilkach Leminu, Amar Papa, Hilkach Leminu Letorvayim. We'll either say Kulu, or the Girs of Rabbeinu Tam is, Leminu Letorvayim. And the Shaila is, Betarti, first of all, where do we have any other mitzvah that is that we make more than one bracha on? Here there's either 2 brachas or 3 brachas, machlekes Rishonim. But what happens that we're making more than one bracha on the mitzvah? The second thing is the Gemara earlier that says that Zahavamina that you should only make a bracha on Mikra, but not on Mishnah, not on Medrash, not on Gemara. Then the day the Gemara says, yeah, make a bracha on all of them. But L'churitz, the pashtus is that you're making a mitzvah even with Limud, Mishnah, and Gemara, and Medrash. So what's the Zahavamina that you should only be Mevarach on Mikra and not on anything else? So the Balamar, he says, what happens that we make 3 brachas? 3 brachas are keneged. One is keneged Torah, Mikra. One is keneged Mishnah. And one is keneged Medrash. Kinnari understood that Medrash is the same thing as Talmud. Really, we have a gear so that Talmud is a 4th thing. If you look at the Torah in Simin Nun, it says that Medrash is Nichlal and Talmud is Nichlal and Medrash. It's occurring the same thing. But there's 3 different halakim. In the Chanam, there's 3 different halakim in the Torah, and therefore there's 3 different brachas that we make. The only question is, like the Rav is murder, he says, L'chura, we still don't, where do we ever have it? They're all kol under the mitzvah, they're all branches of the same tree, of this mitzvah of Kriya, of Liman HaTorah. If that's the case, where do we have 3 brachas on 3 different halakam with the same mitzvah? L'chura, it's all one mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, of us happens that we should make 3 different brachas. And Bechlal, Befrat, that's Bechlal. Befrat, what's up is that we make the 3 brachas every time that we're going to learn anything. L'chura, each thing that we learn, we should make that bracha. For learning Mikra, just say 1 bracha. For learning Mishnah, say that bracha. Why do we say all 3 of them before we start learning any limud? Memela, the rabbi learns differently, and he says, Enechanami, he says that really all you need is 1 bracha. So why do we say all 3 brachas? Because Misapkalahu is a suffix whether or not which is the Iker bracha. Since we have a suffix which is the Iker bracha, then Memela, we say all the brachas. Agav, we'll see in the next Gemara, a little hakdama to the next sugya. Is there a din of safek brachas l'kulu, safek brachas l'chumra? Maybe it makes a difference what type of brachas it is. Berach zanen, berach zemitzus, l'churo. I think Kimdumani, the Rashash brings a rai from here. He says, Vaistais, we see from the here, that if you're mesapkilu, if you're allowed to make which brachas to make, you can say all the brachas. What do you mean, l'churo, safek brachas l'kulu? You don't say any of them, or you say just one of them. Vasap, he's saying all of them. Safek, you can say all of them. He says, I don't understand. What's the suffix correct to Ravid? Which one is the Iker Bracha? The Chorus says, Harei zu Mu'ula Sheva Brachas, Asher Bracha One Mikol Amim. He says, you're right. That is the Mu'ula Sheva Brachas. However, since the Bracha of Rabbi Yochanan has a Tvilo Shleini Koshav Udvar Halacha, so therefore, we don't want to leave it. We want to, it's a Koshav Tvilo. Tvichim Ledover Zem, and mainly want to say the Bracha. And that Gufet Sarach Bir, Vasap is, how can you say, you can say a Tvilo. Say tefillah, Yirazmo Fanecha Hashem, like we say the tefillah before we start davening. Shalei Kosh Vodvar Alocha, before we start learning. Shalei Kosh Vodvar Alocha, Yisumu Vechavere. Why do you say a bracha though? Kinira, the reason is because since it was said as a bracha, Rabbi Yochanan said it as a bracha, Lav Dafke, did Rabbi Yochanan say all three brachas? Hilkach Nimrinu, we say all three of them. But Pashat Rabbi Yochanan didn't say all the brachas, Rabbi Yochanan just said one bracha. His bracha was that bracha, and it was Niskan, this tefillah was Niskan as a bracha, Memela, therefore, since it's, we want that tefillah, therefore we're going to say the bracha. We don't need to say it. Since there's a tzarich, it's not a bracha levatala. A bracha levatala is only when there's no tzarich to say it. If there's a tzarich to say it, then there's no, it's not a bracha levatala. Why say it as a bracha? You say it as a tefillah. It was niskan as a bracha. I mean, it's not a bracha levatala. According to Menachanami, the chur says, Shita Yechidon, the Rishenim, the Mashmoy, the most of the Rishenim is taken out that way. And it's either connected to Rishbal Pet, or Rishbassam, or it's the Mikra Medrashmet, Mikra, Mishnah, Umedrish, and it's like three different brachas. The Mashmois is that it's not just that we don't know which bracha. Bedafka, we're saying all of them. Bedafka, we're saying all the brachas. The Shalom is Vasepis that we're saying all these brachas. Even if you learn that it's only two brachas, well, Vasepis that there's two brachas. So if you learn like the Levush, Levush is Mechadish, that the first bracha is really a bracha lacharel of yesterday's limud. Because when can you make a bracha l'acharel? There is no time to make a bracha l'acharel. Before you go to sleep at night, until you fall asleep, you're still mechuyev to learn until you fall asleep. After you fall asleep, it's already over yom avot karbonim. You're ready mafsik. L'chor, there's no need to be mevarach anymore. However, says the Levush, no. That's why they're masakin. Wait till the next day, and after you finish the next day, there is no equal on Torah. You never misachal the Torah. Torah is never digested that it doesn't pass the bracha. He says, Atu, did you forget what you learned the day before and that it shouldn't pass a bracha? Mashmoy says that in the Chanami, according to Levush, if you did forget what you learned yesterday, then you don't want to make the first bracha. Chiddush. That's how Levush goes. Ke'ein ze asam na'or ha'shochim, he says that way. That the first bracha is a bracha on yesterday's limud, and the second bracha is a bracha on today's limud. Which, Lechura is not like the Rishonim. The Rishonim asked the question. The Rajba asked the question, and they went and had that there is no bracha achorin on Torah. And Bepashtis, there kimat, except for we find Kriya Torah B'tzibur, because that's really a takon, that's not also the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but it's the Kriya HaTorah that they're masakin as the takonas chachamim, therefore there's a bracha lefaneh, a bracha lacharel, but all other brachas, all other mitzvahs, we don't have a bracha lacharel. We'll see if Maravi, after Tzvillin, they would make a bracha lacharel. We don't pass them that way. Vast episode over here, there'll be a bracha lacharel. Of course, it's also not like the Rishonim. Mashmoyis and the Rishonim is that all the brachas are brachas lefonel. And the shayla is, l'chura, first of all, why so many brachas? And second of all, like we said before, in l'chura, it's all, what would be the havamina, not to be mevarach on all the different things, mikra, medrash, mishnah, l'chura, they're all nichlal, kol in, limud HaTorah. So Yom saw the Brisker Rav brings down from Reb Chaim, and the Emig Bracha says the same Yisrael, B'shem, the Brisker Rav, B'shem Reb Chaim, that in Echanami, the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah is not a Bracha on Limud HaTorah. The Bracha on Birchas HaTorah is a Bracha on the Cheftza HaTorah. The Bracha which is on the Cheftza of Torah, and Memela is not totally in the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Memela, Zokter, that's why, even according to the Shitas, the Rambam, the Mechaber, the Paskin, that women are not allowed to be Mevarech, even if they're Mekayim a Mitzvah, they're not Mechuyiv, they're not Mevarech before the Mekayim the Mitzvah. But mainly when it comes to Lulav, even though Menach Ashkenaz is like the Ramah, that a woman who takes a Lulav does make a Bracha, even though she's not Mitzvah, she's the Ein Mitzvah Vaisa, she can make a Bracha. The Shita of Mechaber and the Rambam is not that way. They do not make a Bracha, that's how Menach Svard is, that they do not make a meaning of the Sfaradim make that is that they do not make a bracha before their Mekayim a mitzvah if they're not Mechayim the mitzvah. The Mela, by Lulav, Ukedemeh, any of these mitzvahs which they're not Mechayim, they wouldn't make a bracha beforehand. Shaila is, if that's the case, so why does the Mechaber, why does the Rambam, Mechaber Paskin, that woman make a bracha by Berachas HaTorah? If you go like the Ramla, fine, they can be Mechayim themselves in the mitzvah even though they're not Mechayim, and they can make a bracha. But if you go like the Mechaber, which is the Shitas HaRambam, that you're not Mevarech beforehand, so what's happens that you'd be Mevarech on Birchas HaTorah. We'd be Mevarech Birchas HaTorah. Zokter, the reason is because it's taken out a Chiv on the Limud HaTorah. It's a Chiv on the Cheftza HaTorah. We learn out, Ki Shem HaShem Ekra, Havo Goydel Elokeinu. When you say, Shem HaShem, When you say the Shem Hashem, what is Shem Hashem? You say the words of Hashem, you say either Shem Hashem is the Shira, like Rashi says over there. Shem Hashem is referring to the Torah, the which is Kulash Moshe Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Marshal says, like the Ramban says in his Akhtamata, the Torah. That the whole Torah is Shem Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you say Shem Hashem, then Memela requires a bracha. The words of Torah, not because of the limud of Torah. The Chefta of Torah needs a bracha. That's the case. Women are shaykh that I have to tell also. It's not because they're mechuyim. It's not because of a tzivoy of Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisa Vitzivonu, even though that's the lashon of the bracha. But that's not the reason why they're being mevarech. The reason is not because it's the limud of Torah, rather it's the chefta of the Torah. And Memela, that's why women are able to mevarech, even though they're not mitzvah on limud of Torah. The fetus, let's move on also, what the reason is, what the havamina would be, that you shouldn't make a bracha on every chelik of the Torah. It's only on the mikro. The mikro is the ikr limud haTorah, and the meila ikr chefza Torah. Everything else is just a branch in that chefza of the Torah. But be'etzim, the bracha was niskan, the chefza of Torah that we mevarach on, that's the Torah Shebasav, which everything else is just appears on the Torah Shebasav. But in a chanami, there's no reason to be mevarach on other things. The chefza of Torah, which requires a bracha, is the words of Torah, the Dvarim Shebasav. The Dvarim Shebasav, in a chanami, is not the... It's not mechayiv a bracha. The fetus lechur is also maturis the question that the Goyin asks. The Goyin asks on the mechaber who paskins in Simen Mem Zayin that most efforts of the mechaber paskins that you're not mevarach on hearer lechur is zichur you're mekayim a mitzvah of limud haTorah with hearer. It says the higisa by yerem v'alaylo, and we know that higisa hege is the lashon of hearer alev v'hegirin li v'ilafonecha. Hegirin of alev is a thought process. So we see that your Mekayim, if there's a din of mitzvah of Higisa v'yom v'layla that it says by the Torah, is the Lashon of Hege, and Hege is the Lashon of Hege and Levi, so the Iker mitzvah, Ken Zayin, is the his Amkus and the Machshava, which is behind the Limud haTorah. Then Zichri should have to make a bracha on it. And according to Reb Chaim, it's not Shver, because the bracha wasn't niskan on the mitzvah of Limud haTorah. The bracha was niskan on the Chefs of the Torah, on the words of the Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When there's no ekra, there's the only machshava, zichron you're mekayim in the mitzvah. For sure you are, but that's not where they were misakin, that's not where the chiyuv of the bracha of Torah is. You could ask why maybe limud haTorah doesn't have a bracha, we'll have to get to that. You talk about that, maybe it's nichlal in it also. But that's not what the bracha was niskan for. The bracha wasn't niskan as a bracha on the limud haTorah. The bracha was niskan as a bracha on the chefs of Torah, and therefore, even though you're mekayim in the mitzvah, ken zayin, you're not going to be mechuyiv in a bracha. Says the Emek Bracha. Lefi this, we could also understand what Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and Matzah Vitri bring down from Rashi. That says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid brings down from Rashi that Rashi his minig was, and this is really what the Rishonim Kelaachar Yad are coming lafuke. The Rashi says the Kelaachar Yad. He says if you're mevarach in the morning, you don't have to mevarach when you come to shul and you say karbanos. Why would I have a havamina to do that? He's coming lafuke from Shitas Rashi. That the minig of Rashi was that when he was Hishkim Lashanais and he got up early in the morning to learn, so he said Berachas HaTorah. When he came to Shul, before he said Karbanos, he would say Berachas HaTorah again. He says the same way that we find in the Torah that even if a person was when he gets the Kriyas HaTorah, even if a person was Mavarach beforehand, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, he gets an Aliyah, he makes a new Bracha. I wise in a Bracha Levatala. Vice versa, so that when you have the Kriya, new Kriya of the Torah, it's Mechayev a new Bracha. But mainly when he came to Shul and he said He said Karbanis, and he said a new bracha. Says the Emek Bracha, Vasepis. L'chur, if he wasn't mafsik in the between the brachas, L'chur, it's not a new chiv limud haTorah. It's not a bracha, a new berachas haMitzvahs. Zok the Emek Bracha in a chanami. It's the chefza of Torah which needs a new bracha. So every time you have a new chefza of Torah, every time you have a new kol davar v'davar shel Torah, I think is his lashon, it requires a bracha b'fnei atzmo. Mainly, he learned once at home. He came afterwards to shul and he learned, and he was required a new bracha. And mamela, if you understand that it's a din in the chefza of the Torah which requires a bracha, it makes sense that it shouldn't be a bracha levatal. That's a very good or we'll get to that in a minute. That's not the mashmois of the Rishonim. The mashmois of the Rishonim with Das Rashi is that wasn't the case. The only time they made the new bracha was when he came and he said karbanos, and that's what the Rishonim called lafuke. When you come to shul, you don't have to say karbanos again. But there was never entertaining a tzad in Rashi that Rashi would be mevarach every time, which is l'chura, a good or on this pshat. The only question is, what does Reb Chaim mean that it's a bracha on the Heft of Torah? Or it's a bracha on the Lashon of the Imik bracha, it's a bracha on the Guf of Torah. What bracha is that? We have three sugi brachas. We have a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvot, Al Netilas Lulav HaKadoma. We have a bracha, which is the Birchas HaNenim, Shachon HaBidvara, Yimayt HaLechem HaNaretz. And Birchas HaShvach, Oyitz HaMasabreshes, Shekach HaKvasim HaLeYoylam, Asas Yom HaGodol. We have all these types of brachas, three different types of brachas. Which one is the bracha? Which bracha is, when you're making the bracha, Reb Chaim's bracha was a Chefza Atero, which bracha was he referring to? So the truth is, Agav, B'mayim Musa, you could say that the three brachas are, each one is one of the brachas. Theoretically, you could say that. One is the Birchas HaNenin, one is the Birchas HaShvach, one is the Birchas HaMitzvah. But the truth is that the Pashas Mashmoyis, and maybe there's the Aura also in the Levush, is that the Mashmoyis of the Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph is that Shekein Nene is the Svara to say why Birchas HaMaz, you're Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMaz to make a bracha afterwards as opposed to Birchas HaTorah. You're not Mechuyiv to Mivarech afterwards. You don't have the Svara of Shekein Nene. What do you mean? You are Nene in Torah. But you're not Nene in the Eifin that's Mechayiv HaBracha. The Hano that's Mechayiv HaBracha is only Hano which is Nichnas Lateich HaGuf Shel Adam. A Hano which is not Nichnas Lateich HaGuf Shel Adam is not another Yom HaChayiv to Mivarech on. Therefore, if you take a shower, you listen to music, and you get Hano, there's no Isser to be also Lenes Me'en Lebezeb Lai Bracha because that's not the type of Hano that they were Mesakan a Bracha on. Me'en Lein Chanami, Ein Lecha Hano G'dor Lemizu from somebody that learns Torah. However, that's not the Hano that they're Mesakan a Bracha on. So that's the Mashmoyis of the Gemara. There's no Svar, the Svar of Shekinen is only by Berach Zamazin and not by Torah. The Me'la Ha'ar on the Levush, or whoever learns that it's the Berach Zanenin, the Shoyal on the Levush, that's the Lehedi really, that one is the Berach Zamitzas, one is the Berach Zanenin, L'chur it's Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that you wouldn't make a Bracha out of the Hano Shabbat, even though it's talking about afterwards, L'chur is the same Svar applies to before it. So that's why maybe it's not so gishmak to say that in a chami the three brachas are each one is one's a birchas mitzvah, one's a birchas hanen, one's a birchas shvach. But what are the birchas mitzvahs? We have three brachas here. What are birchas atzir? So the truth is that from Rashi the Mashmoyis is Rashi says what's the reason that Asher Bracha Rabbanu Mikol Amim is the meula sheber brachas? He says because it has in it. Kilus means shevach. This the bracha of Asher Bracha Rabbanu has in it haidah v'shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam to the Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam Torah in Yisrael. Kuchabricho v'reis of Yisrael chadu. It's all that we have a shevach v'haidah to Ribbono Shel Olam. All these l'chur it's pashut in l'chol apachas of Yirashi that Asher Bracha Rabbanu is a birchas hashvach. And that's the lashon of the Torah. When the Torah is masber, what it is that a person is mishabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu v'mibayich Ha'anu v'yikol ha'amim, and he gave us the Torah. He mazel us from everybody. He gave us the Torah. Seinu hakedosho mitoy chayish al har Sinai. Like he says, zicher. The mashmoyis is that it's a birchas hashvach. The question is, what's the first bracha? Asher kiddushonu v'mitzvayis v'tivonu lasik v'divrei Torah. What's that? Is that a birchas hashvach? Doesn't sound like it. However, if you look at Rashi, the mashmoyis of Rashi is. Rashi says, when he's talking about the first bracha, he says, Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi. Rabbi Yochanan is Messiah Baharav. No, why? The boy psicha babarach, vichasima babarach. It needs the bracha of Asher Kedishon Mitzvah Tivan, Ulas of the Veter, it needs a psicha babarach and a chasima babarach. Why does it need a chasima babarach? Abirchas HaMitzvah, Abirchas HaNenin has no chasima babarach. That's Rashi in Omer Aleph. Rashi in the Mishnah on Dafir Aleph Omer Aleph says, that Mokum Sha'emru Lachtaim is. Rashi says, what shalei lachtum? Kigurin birchas apiris amitzis. Birchas apiris amitzis are the brachas that you're not chosim. How could Rashi go ahead and say on the bracha of Asher Kedishonu v'mitzvayis v'tzivonu if it's a birchas amitzis that is a boy psicha v'chasima? The whole chefza of a birchas amitzis is that it doesn't have a chasima. How could he say that it needs a boy chasima? L'chura, the mashmois would be in Rashi that even the first bracha would be a birchas hashvach. The first bracha is a birchas hashvach, and then the same way that we find that Asher Yotzar and Yotzer Or and Mariv Arovim, these birchas hashvach that were niskan on the Or on the neflois of the Guf Adam, these birchas hashvach are poiseach bebaruch and chayzim bebaruch, baruch shalomar and nishtavach hallel. All these are poiseach v'barach v'chayitim v'barach. The chashiva sater requires that it should be the lashon of diktuk lashon Rashi is also the boy psicha. But why is it boy? What's forcing it to be that way? Boy psicha b'varech v'chasima b'varech. Because it's, if it's a proper birchas hashevach, a proper birchas hashevach is a bracha ruka that they're masakin. What's a bracha ruka? That it's poiseach b'varech v'chasim b'varech. L'chur the mashmois of Rashi is that even the first bracha would be a birchas hashevach. If that's the case, then you could say that in Echanami, maybe that's pshat in Reb Chaim. When Reb Chaim said that the chefza of Torah needs it, it doesn't mean that it's the mitzvah of limud Torah. It's not the anov of the Torah. It's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas anenin. It's a birchas hashvach. The chefza of Torah is a birchas hashvach. If that's the case, then even woman could say it. It's not totally in. If it's a shevach, if it's a shevach v'yidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah, so then asher bachur banu mikol ha'amim, zichra, anybody could say it. Even a ger could say it. The reason why a ger can be mevarach, the Rambam says, is because in the Tshuva of the Rambam, he's writing to a ger dafka. He's telling him the reason why he can be mevarach is because now Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil you. You're yizbeicher b'chol. Yizbeicher b'chol, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael. And memela, a woman is also included in that. We're also the ama nivchar. Torah is also shaykh to her. She also has a lachas that her negeh to her, even if she's not mechuyev to learn it. It's not a birchas mitzvah, but it's shaykh. It's a birchas hashvach, and therefore. In a chanami would pass to make a woman would be able to make the bracha awesome. And this would answer like we were saying beforehand. If that's the case, also it would be move on why there's a reason to make three brachas. Echa keneged Torah, echa keneged Mikra, Mishnah, and echa keneged Medrash. Because every chelik of the Torah needs a bezunder shvach, the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could have said, like, Atchilah v'Havamina was that all you need is one to be kodel. But the maskana of the Gemara is no, that every chelik of the Torah has a shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And really, even if you're only going to learn one, you're meshabeach to Kadosh Baruch Hu on all three chalakim. And if you learn that it's only two brachas, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Das Rabbeinu Tam," then one is Tereshav Asav, Tereshav Baal Peh in the Chanami. But it's also a shevach for both of them. They both of them, their birchas shvach. Each one is a shevach connected a different chelik of the Torah, and you have to meshabeach to Rabbeinu Shalom for all the chalakim. Sorry? That's why we let it say Adnes and the Sech Vivina, even if you don't hear Shmei Kol Tarnagol. Even if you don't hear the rooster crowing in the morning, nevertheless, you let it make a bracha. Because it's a bracha on Minhoge Shaloylam. It's a Birchas Hashvach on Minhoge Shaloylam. And immediately you let it make the bracha. Even if you're not going to learn. According to this, Kenzan, even if you're not going to learn, which is mashmois of certain Rishonim in Echanami, that even if you're not going to learn, then Kenzan, you can make the bracha, the birch l'shvach l'fidus. The l'fidus also would be very gishmak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish that even if you're a mafsik with a shino of shinas keva balayla, he got an entire bagel, 12 hours straight, he slept at night. And he wakes up before Aleisa Shachar, Zok to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to be mevarech. Why? Because until you have a new day, you don't have to make a new bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why not? If it's a birchas mitzvah, then echanam you're mechuyev to. However, you're mechuyev to. However, if you understand that it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's not a birchas anenin that it passes a hefzik. It's a birchas shvach in the same way that pekeach yivrim, even if he goes to sleep again and he closes his eyes. Even Malbish Harumim, he takes off his clothing and he goes into the shower. In all these cases, every time that he puts it back on, he doesn't make a new bracha. Why? Because they're misaking it once a day, the Berachas HaShvach. So too, once a day, the Berachas HaShvach of Berachas HaTorah, and therefore, it's not totally in Hefzik B'chlal. It's the Berachas HaShvach that a person has to say once a day. Be'etzim ken zayin al the Berachas HaTorah, could be that you're mechuyiv to the Torah doesn't tell you when to do it. It's kilu a gedra of a chachamim of when to shtal evek the berachas hashvach. It requires a bracha. When are we mevarech? Chazal told me once a day, the same way that the rest of the berachas hashvach is once a day, so to the berachas Torah, the shevach of the Torah is once a day. Yes, Kenzain. Kenzain and Echanami. That's going to machlokes in the Paiskim, whether or not you do. Not so posh that you. The question is if he that if it's a birch the shvach, then the whole vart that he was saying with Das Rashi doesn't pass. What the Emek Bracha said with Das Rashi, that Rashi, since it's a bracha on the Chefza of the Torah, so every Chefza, every Dvar Torah needs a new Birchas HaShvach. needs a new bracha. If it's a berachas shvach, l'chor, the berachas shvach is only once a day. L'chor, it should be no different than any other berachas shvach. And if the nekuda is because you're mafsik, and therefore it needs a new berachas shvach, so that means that if a person's learning and he goes to the bathroom, he comes out again, according to Rashi, also would be mevarich. And bechlal, but that's Rashi, the way that they understood, it's, if it's a berachas shvach, so then l'chor, and every chiluk of the Torah needs a new bracha, so then the mashmois would be, like was asked beforehand, is that l'chor, every time that Rashi sat down to learn, he should have to make a new bracha. That wasn't the mashmois l'chor. The mashmois wasn't that he's making a new bracha. He's making a new bracha every time. If it's a birch zeshvach, l'chor, once a day should be enough, and it shouldn't be on every time. It doesn't have to be every time that he learns. The Kenzayin in Chanami, according to Reb Chaim, that it's a new chefzo. It's not the bracha that we have. It's not a birchas anen. It's not a birchas shvach. It's not a birchas mitzvahs. It's the chefzo of Torah requires it, which would be gishmak. It's the only bracha really, which is lifnechen, which is a daraisa. The only bracha. It's different than any other. Chazal or mesakin brachos of birchas lifnechen, of birchas anen, birchas shvach, and birchas mitzvahs. However, the Birchas HaTorah, they weren't Mesakin. Birchas HaTorah was a bracha that was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechayev. And Memela, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechayev, the bracha, it's an Andrasuk bracha. It's a bracha on the Chefs of Torah. Maybe it's the Chashivas of Torah, which requires, when you say the words of Torah, what do you mean? According to the Rambam, it's the Rabbani. He's saying, in the Rambam, how could you say that? In the Rambam, you wouldn't have such a raya, in a Chanami. In the Rambam, maybe you wouldn't have such a raya. You wouldn't be able to say that. You wouldn't be able to say this word, at least, L'char HaPachas. The truth is, we shouldn't say that. The truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the Rambam. The Zikr of the Rambam holds also Daraisa. That is the Pashas Mashmoyes of Gemara Daf Chafalaf. Even the Rambam holds it Daraisa. He just holds, he wasn't minded as another mitzvah because he holds that it's Nichlal in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. But not that it's not another mitzvah. It's not that it's a Darabonan. If you that in Echonami, maybe you'd have a Malach. But you can say that it's in Echonami, it's on the Cheft of Torah. It's not clear. That's what's learned out of Kishem Hashem Ekro. When you say the words of Torah, you have to say a bracha. The problem is that what's the lashon of Masher Kedishonu Mitzvayis V'Tzivonu? L'chora, if it's just a bracha on the Cheft of Torah, so that's the mashmoyis of the bracha, Masher Kedishonu Mitzvayis V'Tzivonu, is certainly not that way. Like we just murder. It's the mashmoyis is that it's a birchas HaTorah, it's a birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Masher Kedishonu Mitzvayis. And if that's the case, l'chora, it would be a birchas mitzvahs. If you hold that it's not a birchas mitzvahs, then you have shmir. Why taka don't you have a birchas mitzvahs? Why doesn't Torah have a birchas mitzvahs? L'chur, the mashmois of the pashtis mashmois of the lashon of shekhet shmoni zayis v'zivanu would be that the first one is a birchas mitzvahs, and the second one, asher bracha banu, is like the Torah says, is a birchas haydah, like the mashmois of Rashi. Betzem, that's what the Bach says. The Bach says the first one is a birchas mitzvahs, and the second one is a birchas shvach. Where do we ever find such a thing? We find it Kama Makremis. We find it by Mila. Shekhi Dishon says Zivanu Ala Mila. And we have also Lachnisa Bibisa Shalom Ram Avinu. We just had it now in Chanukah. Ladik Ner Shal Chanukah. And you have also Shal Sinis and Laviseinu. You have also a Birchas Abitzvahis and also a Birchas Hashvach. That's when we find such a thing that you make two brachas, a similar thing. You have a Birchas Abitzvahis and a Birchas Anenin. When it comes to Betzim, the Shoyal and the Levush is Mayer this Nakuda. And when you make on Matzah, you have Allah Chilas Matzah, and you have Amoytei Lechem and Aretz. You're making two brachas, but for two different nekudas. So to over here, you have two brachas. One is the brachas of mitzvahs, and one is the brachas of shvach. Not only that, Betzim, the Minchas Chinuch, right? It says, you're mechuyev min haTorah to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the brachas of mitzvahs, the bracha before a Torah. It's not just the brachas of Torah, asher kedushan mitzvahs of. You're mechuyev to meshabeach to be... To say lefi tzachas l'shoyne is the kilus l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says, on the nesa material. What's the reason why? That's what we learn out of the pasuk. Yishem Hashem ekro havu goydel l'leila kenu. Give goydel means to be megadol l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, means to be shameach l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Meila l'chora, the pashas mashmois of the would be that the two brachas. I don't know why do we make two brachas. So the truth is that the Rishonim are saying one says because it's keneged teresh b'asav teresh b'al peh. One says, can I get a different halakim that's her? According to what we're saying, why do you have to say that? L'chor, if you have two brachas, one is a birchas anen, and one is a birchas shvach, one is a birchas mitzvahs, that's why we have two mitzvahs, that's why we have two brachas. The question is, why does this mitzvah have two brachas? Why doesn't every mitzvah have two brachas? Why don't we have a berachas hashvach when we take a luluf? Why are we not mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Dido Notzach, like the Medrash says, we're taking our lulavim that we're not saying Achtumas Ha'olam every time we take a lulav. Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishaseh Asher Bocha when we call Amin Venosalanu as Dalan Minim. What's up over here? There are two halakim. Memela, there's a smach to be mevarech the two brachas. One is, but in Echonami, one is the berachas HaMitzvahs, and one is the berachas HaShvach. Lefi this, l'chara, we can understand Taisus. Taisus was bothered. Taisus says, what's up? Taisus asks, why is it any different than Sukkah, than other cases of mitzvahs that you're mechalik between, that if you're mastic in between, you have to make another bracha. And over here, you don't have to make another bracha. Now, the chur that only passes if you hold that it's not a birch HaShvach. If it's a birch HaShvach, you can't have some sukkah. Sukkah is a din in the mitzvah. Memela, anytime you have a hefsek in the mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. Birch HaShvach is the same way. But if it's a birch HaShvach, there's no din that if you're Mesiach Das, you go to sleep from Bekei Echivim, you have to make a new bracha. Zichra, the kasha of Taisus only passes if you understand there's a birch HaMitzvah. So the chur, there's no one answer that fits all the shitas. Zichra, in das gufa geta machlekes. This is the machlekes Rishonim. How do you understand what are the brachas? The birchas atira, are they birchas hashvach, or they birchas hamitzvahs, or they both birchas hashvach? Is one birchas hamitzvahs, one birchas hashvach? Rabbeinu Tam Kinnir understood. Maybe that's the pashas mashmoyes of Rashi. Would be that they're birchas hashvach, and memela you only make it once a day. And memela Rabbeinu Tam never said that there's this inyan of hefsek betzem. He says you make a bracha once, and it's nimshach for an entire day. That's what they asked. But he gets the sukkah. He was asked, and they yishtel too that you say it also when you get to birchas atira, the ri b'chulu. But Rabbeinu Tam can then only it's a birchas hashvach. I mean, we're not worried about hefsek when it comes to Torah, and lefi that you can understand why we make three brachas. Maybe that's how the Baal Amor understood. That's to make three brachas. But the Rishonim that understood that there's a shaila of hefsek and they had to be mechalik between this mitzvah and other mitzvahs, can hear their understanding that the chol of brachas is also a birchas mitzvah over here, and that would make a lot of sense. The Shekhin Dishonu with Tzayis Tzivanu is that the first one is a birchas mitzvah, and the second one is a birchas hashvach. The question is if you could say this with Asrashi. With Asrashi, can you say this? That it's a l'chur from the mashmoyis of Rashi would be that boi chasima b'baruch is mashma that it's not a birchas mitzvah like we said beforehand. So maybe we could say that that's what Gufo Rashi is trying to say, boi chasima b'baruch. Dainu, it is a birchas mitzvah. But it's different than every other birchas mitzvah. Because it's a birchas mitzvah which we're mitzvah in the birchas mitzvah also to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hainu, like the Minchas Chinuch says, there's two chalakim. The Torah, when it says Havu Goydel Elokeinu, is not just be mechayev a bracha before, and that's the mitzvah. It's also be mechayev a kilus. Havu Goydel. This birchas hamitzvah has kolul in it also a birchas hashvach. The Mela, that's why it's boi. It's a birchas hamitzvah which is boi chasima bebaruch. Because it's different than any other one. It needs to be also a chasima bebaruch, maybe kein avarabo. The simi that we see by avarabo works as a birchas hamitzvah. She says, is that the Iker Birchas HaMitzvah? So she said, it's Be'ein Birchas HaTorah. It's, but Be'etzma works as a Birchas HaTorah. And it's Pesach and Chayis HaMavarach. Rashi understood also that Rabbi Yochanan, when he was Messiah, it's because he felt that every Bracha on Torah has to have Kolol in it, a Birchas HaTorah also. Then, like we said before, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say two Brachas. He only said one Bracha. He didn't say the Asher Bachar Banu. So if he was using Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysov, it was boi chasima b'baruch, because you have to be koilal in the birchas mitzvahs, also a birchas hashvach. The Melin Chanami, it is a birchas hashvach, both in birchas hashvach, but as also, it's a birchas, it works as a birchas mitzvahs. Vosep is what's Pshan in Rashi, that he made a new bracha when he came by. Lulei de mistafin amino, the Rashi only did it before he said karbonis. Not every time. And the reason is, if you look at the Prima Gadim, in Simen Nun, where it talks about Parshas HaTamid. Parshas HaTamid was niskan to be said as B'mokim HaTamid. The minig was, says the Prima Gadim, was that everybody would say it together. Because the Tamid is a carbon tzibur. So the whole tzibur would say it together as a kriya. If it's said together as a kriya, that's kriya satira. That's kriya satira, you b'varach again another time. Lulei the mistafin amina. I don't know. I wasn't there. I would have thought that Rashi only said Asher Bachar Banu when he before he came. But he didn't say the first one. The same way that we find, what was his raya? His raya was that the same way we find by Kriya Satara that we make a new bracha, so too over here, because it was Niskan as a Kriya for the Tiber. It's mamish the exact same thing. And mainly you make the same bracha. If his raya is from there, then how can he make bracha of Asher Kiddush Hashem says in the last week of Yitera? They didn't do that on Kriya Satara. In Echanami, according to Rashi, all they said was Asher Bracha Banu. They made, when he came in the morning, his new bracha that he made was Asher Bracha Banu. It's the Me'ula Sheva Brachis, and the raya is from the Kriya Satara. That's the only bracha that he made again, because it's mamish a Kriya B'tzibur. Only Ari you could ask is, why didn't you say Asher Nosan Lanu afterwards? Maybe you could have such a Hara. But in Echanami, it was said as a Kriya, and that's the Mashmois of the Rishonim, and that's what everybody's coming to think. It's only when you come again in the morning before Karbanis do you say it another time. That was the time that you say it, because it was Niskan to be said as a Kriya, therefore it's Deimet the Berchaz Atero, and therefore he said it again. That's in the Sugya. We'll see how much we can get through with regard to the Halacha. Simin Mem Zayin. The Mechaber says in Simin Mem Zayin, Berchaz Atero Tarech Lizor B'Moid. Berchaz Atero, like we saw, Tarech Lizor B'Moid, because, like we saw in Rabbeinu Yoino, Amalav Da'aretz Ashle Berchaz Atero Tchilo, it's the only bracha Rishonah that we have. That's the bracha Daraisa. See, maybe Mitzrayim gets the case of Mavarchim, maybe not. But that's the Chur. The Pashtus is the only bracha Rishonah that we have. It's the bracha Daraisa. And Yesh li Zorba Harve. The Shaila is that a din Daraisa din the Rabbanan is not clear, like we said. The Pashtus is it's a Machlokes Rishonah. The Ramban says Lahedi that it's a Daraisa. The Chinuchim is a Daraisa. The Rajban Dafim Ches is a Daraisa. However, the stima's of Rambam is mashma from the fact he didn't count it as a mitzvah's mashma, that it's only the Rabbanon. That's how the Shagatari understood, that it's only the Rabbanon. The mela, the biggest nafimin would be, what do you do in an oifin where you have a suffix whether or not you mevarach birchas atero? So, what should you do? Is it a suffix daraisa lechomer, or is it a suffix darabanon lekula? The Shagatari is machria, that it's a suffix daraisa lechomro, and therefore you should be mevarach again. However, he says, only be mevarach one bracha, asher bracha banu, which is the meula sheba brachis. Since you could be Yoytzi Lamais with that, therefore, and you have a suffix, say one bracha and don't get into a suffix. Now, this is not like the Shitas of the Achreinim, the Prichadash, Kimdimani Bagan Yubarim, that say that any time that you have to be, let's say, Babirchas Amazin, the halacha is, if you're Masufik, if you said Birchas Amazin, it's a suffix that arises to the Chumra, and therefore you have to be Mavarach again, or you Mavarach Atoiv Amitiv also, which is the last bracha, which is Zirabanan, the halacha is that you are Mavarach. Why do you ask the Zulzule? You shouldn't be Mazazlin and come to say, Brach is only the Rabbanan, Machdash says if you don't say it. Therefore, if you say the first three, you have to say the fourth one also. Do we say the same thing as Lachur? We should say the same thing over here. And that's how some of the Rishonim go. Some of the Achreinim go. And once you're being Mevarach, Misafik, you have to say all the Brachis. However, Ramesh has a truth about it. The truth is, they didn't understand it 100% exactly. In Chelik Beis, Arachayim Simen Gimel, he, I think the Dershu actually is Matayin it. That over here there's no chash with Zulzuli because one is the Birchas HaMitzvahs and one is the Birchas HaShvach and one is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Mimela, if you say one, you don't say the other one, it's not a Megareya because it's two different Inyanim, and therefore it's not a Loyalty of Zulzuli, he says. And Mimela, that's the Chorah, how the Mishnah Berurah goes, that you would only make a one Bracha. However, Lechatchila, since there are many Shitas in Achreinim and possibly Rishainim, and it's only a Dinder Havanan. It's only Achiv Midar Abanan, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is to be Maitzi somebody else, ask somebody else to be Maitzi you with Birchas Atero. The truth is, Maitzi Shoya, that one time somebody came, I was davening in Yeshiva Gedolah of Philadelphia, Shacharis, I think it was Ben Azmanim, and my friend came over to me afterward at the beginning of Shacharis and he says, can we Maitzi with Birchas Atero? I said, what's the deal? So, for some reason it wasn't a Chesh that he was up all night learning, I don't know. But he was. He said, I had a suffix whether or not it's a Birchas Atero. So I went to ask Shmuel Shlita what to do. And he says, go ask somebody to be Maitzi you. He says, but then he gave it to me over my head for forgetting. How could you forget whether or not you said Birchas Atero? L'chur Nichlal in the Yesh Li Zor B'Zeh Mo'ed, the Lashon of the Mechaber, is also that it shouldn't come to Matzah that a person has a suffix. That is a zulzul of the very fact that he doesn't know. I know a number of Avreichim that are sitting actually here in this room right now, that the Makbid be Mevarach the bracha of Birchas Atero Mitecha Sidr. Out of all the brachas, I know it's hard because the Maaseh is on the way to Shacharis v'chulim. It's the best time to say it, and you're allowed to say it. Even somebody showed me that in a letter he wrote to Reb Chaim Kinesi. Reb Chaim Kinesi wrote him that you're allowed to say Kimdomani on the way while you're walking to Shacharis. However, l'maaseh al tachshivah, not that it's aser. Me'igur din it's mutter. Al tachshivah of the bracha, the yosel zazuli, it shouldn't come to a matziv that you don't remember whether or not you said it. Is maybe kedai, not b'derech kabbalah, that if you miss it v'chulim, l'chatchila try to. It's the only bracha deraisa that you have. Bracha rishon deraisa you have. Chaval not to. Truth is, the bracha deraisa kiyodua. Everybody's when people came to Rav Shach to ask him what kabbalah to be mekabel, he would say bench the first bracha of Berachas Hamazon Meitechas Zinner. Berachas Hamazon, which is bracha deraisa, bench the first one. You never want to say do the whole thing. It's too much. But hopefully, if you already start off, then you'll continue afterwards. You have a bracha deraisa, and it's so chashiv, and the reward for it is so great. And chas v'shalom, the oynish for it. For not saying it is so terrible, then it's worth the investment of those few seconds. Maybe you also have to say Ba'amido, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't have to say Ba'amido. However, look, maybe it's telling whether or not you hold the Birchas HaShachar or Birchas HaMitzvah, but Pashtas we pass in the Birchas HaMitzvah, you're supposed to say Ba'amido. The Minig Olam, I think, for most is that they do say Ba'amido. It is Kedai also, just Al Tachashivas HaBracha, if you could, if you have the Yechelus too. To say Ba'amido, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says they're not mechuyev, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Now, let's say you don't have somebody to mevar, you don't have somebody, you're misopik, it's already late, and everybody said Berachas HaTorah already in the morning. Can you ask somebody to be mitzi with Avarabo? Do you have a suffix? Can you be mitzi, ask somebody with Avarabo? So, the Isha Yisrael says, brings down from Chaim Kinevsky, that Chaim said that you cannot be mitzi. Sasam v'lei pirish, why not? L'chur, the reason is because he's saying it as a birchas kriyashma. He's not saying it as a birchas mitzvah. He was already yaitz a birchas mitzvah. The stam of the milta is that it's not a birchas, even though maybe kriyashma also needs it as a birchas mitzvah. What's that? Maybe you have to be mechavim. Maybe you don't have to be mechavim. It's not clear. What? That's the question. In the topic whether or not it's even be used as a even if you have to be mechavim. The question is, can he be mechavim for it? What? No, you're already after the fact. You're after the fact. That's our case of the guy that botched up and he's holding by first Seder. And he doesn't know what to do. So we're going to get to each Nakuda that we spoke about in that question of the person that botched up and he's already holding by first Seder. We saw them all in these halachas for the most part. The Reb Chaim understood that you can't be mighty with Avarabba. It's also not brought down here. But maybe that's the reason, because it wasn't Be'etzim Niskan as a Birchas HaTorah, despite the fact that it works as a Birchas HaTorah. But if he's not saying it as a Birchas HaTorah, then we're not going to say that for him it works as this, and for you it works as something else. And that's the Be'etzim, the type which is a Birchas HaTorah. Why is it also for him to learn? Maybe it's not also to learn. We'll get to it, whether or not it's also to learn. Now, can you ask somebody to be mitzi to you with Asher Baruch Habonu if he gets an aliyah? Somebody gets an aliyah. It's Monday, Thursday. So somebody gets an aliyah. Ask him to be mitzi to you with Asher Baruch Habonu Mikol Amim. Can he be mitzi to you or not? So Yesh Lain L'chura over there, he's only Mechuyim Midrabanan. The bracha that if he already made a Berachas HaTorah, he's only Mechuyim Midrabanan. Yesh Lain if he can be mitzi to you Midaraisa. If you are a Chiv, it's a Chiv Midaraisa. If you have a Safik. That which a person mefurish in Kuf Lamed Tes, that if you get an aliyah, your Asher Baruch Rabbanu works as your Berachas HaMitzvahs, if you get an aliyah before you said Berachas HaTorah in the morning. So he says, Asher Baruch Rabbanu works as your Berachas HaMitzvahs, and you only have to say the other brachas. Vice-lays, we see from there that the brachas, the order of the brachas is not ma'akif. Maybe the Chatzchili is supposed to say it in a certain way. But even if you said Asher Baruch Rabbanu first, you'll have to say the other bracha afterwards. Because if you get an aliyah before you say Berachas HaTorah, you say Asher Baruch Rabbanu, you're potter from that. I, Asher Baruch Rabbanu, and the Torah is only Dinder Rabbanan, and you're Mechoyev Berachas HaTorah Deraisa. The answer is because if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah in the morning, then you're Asher Baruch Rabbanu on the Torah, you're Mechoyev Midaraisa. And Memele Nechanami, it's Moitzi Yerchiev Midaraisa. But for somebody else, he's lying whether or not it'll help you. Now, if you have a suffix, whether or not you're Mechoyev in Mechlal, let's say a person wakes up in the afternoon. So, make her a din repaskin that you're not mechuyev to shinas yoyim is not mafsik. To ask somebody else by mincha on Shabbos to be mitzi you, maybe in the chanami it's matoyev manoim. But In a chanami lechera, even though maybe you're on the side of your mechoyiv, maybe it's a deraisa, and he's only the rabbanon. But that fight, we wouldn't be machmer lechera to say that it shouldn't work. If miyakar didn't pass on that, bet's matan. Bet's me not mechoyiv to make a bracha. Now, what's the story if a woman is mechoyiv? If a woman is mesupik, whether or not she made a bracha, do we say the same thing that she should be safek deraisa lechumer, and she goes back and make another bracha? So Chari Tshuva brings down from the Birkei Yosef that she does not. Safek Darabanan, we do not say that she goes back and make another bracha. The reason why, if you look at the Birkei Yosef inside, he says, the Chidah, he says that even though she's mechuyiv to learn the halachas that are shayach to her, however, she doesn't have a chiyuv, loy shomanu, that she's the yesh la is a chiyuv misad mitzvah talmud Torah. We don't see that Ba'atim, she has a chiyuv as a mitzvah talmud Torah, she has to know it. Kinira the Chidah understood, like the Emek Bracha says, like the Minchas Chinuch says, that there's no din that a woman is mechuyiv in Talmud Torah for the mitzvahs that she has to learn. She has to know the halachas, but merely she has to learn it. If she could somehow download it with a USB without learning it, that's also fine, because now she knows the halachas. But since practically the only way for her to know is if she learns, therefore she has to learn. But not that she's mechuyiv. The Mela says the Birkei Yosef, even though Ba'atim she should be mevarch to make a brachas Torah, however, she's not mechayiv in brachas Torah. So it's a little bit of an interesting thing. According to the Mechaber, she's allowed to make a brachas Torah, even though you're not allowed to make a brachas Torah on something which you're not mechuyiv in, because she's shaykh to the Indian of the limud Torah. She's not mechuyiv. In other words, she needs to know the halachos, but she's not mechuyiv in limud Torah, and therefore, if she has a suffix, she's not mechuyiv midaraisa. Sounds like it's almost in the Mechaber, it's a Dinder Rabbanan. I would have thought from the Mechaber that, I would have thought, Luli de Misafin Amina, the Mashmois of the Mechaber is that she's Mechuyiv to learn the halachis that she needs to know. She's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah on the halachis that she needs to know, and that's why she has to be Mevarach. He's saying not that way. He's saying she needs to know the halachis, and she even has to learn it to know the halachis, but she's not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. She's not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Talmud Torah, therefore, Misafin, she's not going to make a. Kenzan, she doesn't have the Chiyuv Doraisa Lachara, and therefore, Misafin, she's not going to. Go back. Lamaisa, that's how the Ishei Tzor brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, that Ledino, that she doesn't make a bracha, and Bechlal. I would say that it's not a Zayt Safik, because the Goyin understands that she's not Mechoy Bechlal. The only reason she makes a bracha is because she's able to Mechayv herself. So Bechlal, by a woman, there's an extra tzad of a Safik, therefore it's a Safik whether or not it's Daraisa, and even if it's Daraisa, maybe women are Mechoy. Memela, it's Lachara, more of a sex figure, therefore a woman certainly shouldn't be Mevarach again. Now, let's say a person can't make a bracha because he doesn't know he doesn't remember if he made a bracha and he doesn't have anyone around him, or he's holding Shavuot this morning after Alayis HaShachar, and it's a new time for new day, new bracha. Is it also to learn until he hears Berachas HaTorah? If for whatever reason a person can't say Berachas HaTorah, either he doesn't know Berachas HaTorah, he doesn't know what the Zalacha is, or it's after Alayis HaShachar, he's not making Berachas HaTorah, and there's no one to ask him because everybody on Shavuot's night says that they didn't sleep at all, and therefore he has no one to ask. What's the story? Can he learn without Birchas HaTorah or not? So the Dvar Avram got to bring down from Bochanan. Dvar Avram Mechilek Aleph Siman Tezayin brings down from Bochanan. The Bochanan says that the Torah that he learns without Birchas HaTorah is not doesn't have a shame. Ain Lo Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Kaf HaChaim says in Tov Tzadi Dalet Beyachos Shvuas, he says that in Achanami, he says after Alayis HaShachar Oser Loimer Shum Pasuk Lifnei Birchas HaTorah. However. And maybe you can say like Levush also. The Sherel and Levush, the whole part said it's a Birchas Anenin. So if it's a Birchas Anenin, I still have to tell myself, Ken Zayin and Chalami, Utaku Bialser. However, that's not the Pashtas of the way that the Paiskim went. And I saw, brought down the Dinum Vahogos of the Chazanish. The Chazanish said there's no Isser to learn beforehand. And the Hainu. Not that it's not, Vyasha speaks this out. Not that it's. I shouldn't say he speaks it out. I'm 100% sure that he does. But he says he didn't find anywhere that there's an Isser to learn. He didn't find anywhere that there's an Isser to learn if he didn't say Berachas HaTorah. What does that mean? If you look at the Mechinuch in the Mitzvah Tov Lamed, he says Lehedia. Somebody that learns that before being Mevarach, Bitil Mitzvah Zu. You're Mevatel Mitzvah. Be'etzim, that's the Lashon of Yesh Li Zor Ba'Ma'oid, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shloi Lil Moid Ashi Yevarach. You shouldn't learn until you're Mevarach. But does that mean that there's an Isser? If you learn and you didn't make a bracha, dahainu, you're mavato the mitzvah, 100%. But is there isser in the actual limud? If a person eats before making a bracha, it's not just that he's mavato the bracha. It's your arizik ilumol says kolanenu ma'amel zebulei bracha kilumol. There's an isser in the achil itself. There's no isser in the limud atar itself without. And therefore, if a person can't make a bracha, That I saw b'shem the Chazon Ish, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says this in Tshuvos and Mincha Shleima. It's also brought down in Mincha Shleima. In Tzadi Aleph Mincha Shleima, Rabbi Yashiv, in the Shurim, it's taught in a few places, I think, that he says there's no Isser to learn without. If a person can't in a Chnami, he shouldn't just be Mavalkal for a Seder, because it doesn't might seem he should just continue learning. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Sarach Levarach Bein Lemikra Bein Lemishna Bein Legemara Hagol Bein Lemedrash. The Mashmois is that you have to be Mavarach on everything, on every chelik of the Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan is Marara, he says, what's with Medrash Rabbah? Agada or Kabbalah, which is not dinim of the Torah. Maybe it's drush of the Pesukim, but it's not halacha, it's not dinim in the Torah. And Memela, it doesn't pass. The only reason can zayin, the Mashmois of Rabbeinu Yonah, is that everything is Mefarish the Torah, Mefarish the Pesukim of the Torah, and Mefarish the halachas of the Torah, and therefore you can make a bracha. Kabbalah, Agada, maybe not that way. And therefore, it says mitzad, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, tzarchin, whether or not you're going to make a bracha. The Maisa, Levush is mevor, not that way, they make a bracha on any chelik of the Torah, and that's how the Kafa Chaim goes. And that is, I think, the Minig Ha'olam. It's hard to say what the Minig Ha'olam is, because in all these halachas, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, hey, all these coming up halachas are, they're not so negeh, because the Minig Ha'olam is that everybody says Berachas HaTorah, and right away they learn, Yivrecha, Elu Dvarim, and they're saying Psukim, they're saying Mishnah, and Memra, of right after, which is Zichri Mechuyevin, and therefore you don't really have a case where you have to know, do you need to be Mivarach beforehand? When do you have a case where you're learning something, you want to know, do you need to be Mivarach beforehand? If you're saying Berachas HaTorah, you're saying it together with the Pesukim. That's Mamela, it's not that Negeah. You could have these cases, and that's the following cases also. It says Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, HaKoyseh B'Divrei Torah, B'Shein HaKoreh, Tzarech Levarech. Someone that's Koyseh B'Divrei Torah has to be Mevarech. Now, Lamaisa, the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is that he should not be Mevarech just on the Ksiva by itself. He should be Medaktik to be Maitzi, some of the words B'Piv. Now, that L'Chur only helps you if you're being, like the Bir Halacha says, if you're learning it. If you're saying L'Shem Limud, but if you're just being matic something, or a person is being a Sefer Stam, and he's not thinking B'chal what he's saying, even if he's saying the words, but he's not learning it B'chal, not L'Shem Limud, then it's not going to help us to say it. You have to say it L'Shem Limud. Say the words L'Shem Limud HaTorah, and then in Echanam it would work to pater it, you'd be Mekayim the Birchas HaTorah with that. However, once again, the best thing to do is to say brachas, like it's Bir Halacha points out, the best thing to do before you start writing. I remember I once got a ride to the airport with a taxi driver, and he told me that he already wrote a number of Sefer Torah. He gets up a few hours before Shacharis, and he writes, I think, three columns a day, I think he says. And Mamashi, a tremendous amount, half before Shacharis, half Minas Darim, and that's his kviyus. So the question is, you have to make a Berachas HaTorah beforehand. L'chura, a person should be medactic to say Berachas HaTorah and to say Vrechacha beforehand, which is the Minig Ha'olam, to say Vrechacha. That way you get out of any challenge. I have a good friend actually that wrote a Sefer Torah, and after he wrote the Sefer Torah, he put out a pamphlet of all the auras that he had. B'shas Maisa, he would come to me continuously over the course of the years. It took him 9 years. He did it in his spare time. He did it over 9 years. And he would always come on the bus to ask me questions. Oh, I knew this is where I'm holding. So I was holding in Devarim, and he was holding by Vayeshev. But he would always ask auras that he had. It's hard to believe that a person's mom is just writing and not thinking b'chal about the Torah. But the best way to do it is to be mighty himself miplukta and to make a bracha. Which is, we see this very often in halacha, the best oifin is always to get out of shalas in the first place. Not to be machriya one way, but if you could be, don't end off with Gal Yisrael aloud and b'chulu, all these cases, because, what do you mean? You're circumventing the problem. The answer is, yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Don't get yourself into these issues, so you shouldn't have a shayla. And that's why by Lasik B'Divrei Torah, we say the same thing. In a minute, we'll see. Sif Dalet, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, Inu Tarach Levarech, Vua Din Diyoch Lehafsik, Lifsoik Din B'Loi Nesinas Tam, Lidvar, says the Rambam. Hiru B'Divrei Torah, the Mechaber L'Maisa Paskins, that you're not Mevarech, the Goyin says, what do you mean? It says V'Yigiso. Like we said in Reb Chaim, it's Maturah, it's L'Chura, it's not a bracha on the Limud HaTorah, it's a bracha on the Chafetz of Torah. However, Lefi, everybody else that learned not that way, including the Mechaber L'Chura learned not that way, because he says the reason why our Nashim Rechui is not because they're not because it's on the chetzer, rather because the mechuyav is to know the halachis. Heard the mechaber alein l'shitasa. How does he understand that you can be mevarich, that you're not mevarich on her? So there's two ways to get out of it. One way is like Rav Shimshon Rosenblum showed me that the Radak says that the lashon of a hege is a lashon of tiftzuf kol. It's not just a lashon of hege and levi. It's also used as a lashon of dibur, dafke dibur. So the lashon of hege is lav dafke. As a matter of fact, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. It brings down kama v'kama kremis that the hege is a lashon of dibur 100%. It says any time that it's dibur v'leiv, any time that it's leiv, it always says hege and levi. It always says the leiv. Memela, where it doesn't say that, fakeret, it's dafke the dibur. Memela, you only make a bracha dafke on the dibur, even though you're mekayim the mitzvah. Or you could say that even though you're mekayim the mitzvah, nevertheless, and hegyon libi, you could either say there's no kima mitzvah, or there's no, except there's, unless there's a hegyon, or there's a kima mitzvah, but either they weren't misakin the bracha on that, because they're only misakin on the dibur, like we're saying, or because the anything which is davar hamasr lalev, there's no bracha on. Not just because the dibur of Torah, that's the Hishem Hashem Ekra, it's dafka dibur of Torah. It's anything, even if it wouldn't be Torah. They were never masakin a bracha on Dvarim Shebalev. That's why by Bittul Chometz there's no bracha, because it's Dvarim Shebalev. Memela, so too over here there's no bracha, even though Ken Zanyer Mekayim the mitzvah. Memela, where is this Negea? If you're required to make a bracha on it, if you're going to shul and you have a 5-minute walk to shul, or you have a 20-second walk to shul, and you want to think of learning. One thing I'm learning in the morning, do you say Birchas HaTorah? Should you be medactic to say Birchas HaTorah before or not? According to the Gain, you have to, and according to the Mechab, you don't have to. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It sounds a little bit that he's being mitzadid like the Gain. He says, he quotes the Gain, Hagrav v'biyurah chelak al zeh, v'sfirat leid leigara zeh miyakirib, v'zarek levarach, v'afilu b'hir levad machmer shleil lahara kol zman shleil birach Birchas HaTorah. And that's where he stops. Well, the Kuli Yalma, he says, Mutalasi says the Pulas Mitzvah, even though you're thinking about the Alachis. A Shtekel Mashma that he's going with the Gain, or at least being Choshish for the Gain, Memela Lechatchila. If a person likes to think he's learning before, on his way to Shul, Lechir, he should say Birch Zatera beforehand. Before he goes, he should say Birch Zatera. Maybe you can say Birch Zatera as you're walking, like we said. But in a Chanami, Lechirah, to get out of the Suffolk, in a Chanami, you should read. The way to get out of the Suffolk is not by thinking, not by not thinking and learning. The way to get out of the suffix is by making the Birchas HaTorah.
Listening to a shir.
What's the story with listening to a shir? The L'chur, like we said before, and also though, however, to be Mahar, if you don't have the Echirlis, to be Mavarech, the Gain says you shouldn't learn without the Bracha. You shouldn't be Mahar without the Bracha. But if you don't have the Echirlis to be Mavarech, let's say there's Erva Lefanov. So you can't be Mavarech, because you're not allowed to say words. L'yirvacha Erva's Dovar, Dibur, you're not allowed to say the words. You're allowed to be Mahar. You're allowed to be Mahar. Then you're not going to be Mahar, you're on the bus. And the woman in front of you doesn't cover her hair. So therefore, whether that's a problem, not a problem, or Hashem, we'll get up to Be'ez Hashem, I need 1 second, we'll get up to Be'ez Hashem before I get tomatoes thrown at me. But, that was true. But in the Chanami, you can't be Mevarech, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn, like we said before, there's no Isser to learn. If you can't be Mevarech, learn. Even without the bracha. Now, what's the story if you hear a shir, you're on your way to shul, you don't think you're learning, you can't think you're learning, it's too hard for you to think you're learning, but you like to hear a shir on the way to shul in the morning. Is that where you hear Taf Yemi before Shachris? Do you have to mivar before, and do you say the Birchas HaTorah along together with Shachris? You're just listening to the Magid Shir. So Shari Shur brings down that Shemei Ko'ina is more than her. And the Mela since the Shemei Ko'ina, therefore, it's a Shemei Ko'ina by Torah, it's kilo as if the person himself is saying it. And therefore, even if you don't say Hur is Kedibur Dami, or you're not Mechuyev on there, but your Shemi is Karina, therefore you're Mechuyev to be Mevarech. Now, Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman goes like that, Halacha Lamaisa I saw, but not because he holds that Hur is Kedibur, not because he holds the Shemi Karina. However, because he says the Ikur Liman HaTorah is that one person says and the other person says back. It's the Dibur which is in between the two of them. But it's not just the Hur, it's the Dibur saying it out, and it's not just the Shemi Karina. So he says, I'm sorry, he says the reason is because one person says and the other person is listening, that is the Cheftz of Torah. So Mamela Shemeh, if you're listening to a Shir, that's also the Cheftz of Torah and you should make a bracha on it. But not because of Shemei Ko'ina. Because that's the Iker Cheftz of Torah, is that one person says and the other person listens. Mamela, he says make a bracha. Lamaisa, I heard from a Berkowitz that it wouldn't be mechayev a bracha. You're not mechayev such a bracha in such a case. And according to that, also certainly you wouldn't be mechayev if you're hearing a shir. Kol shekein, you're not hearing from a person. You know, I shemeka. You know, the truth is that Tosfos says this on the Chafal of Mitzvah. He says that we find by Har Sinai that there was a shemeka. You know. However, that was only by our Sinai, says Rav Berkowitz. Chofam Abbas. The Ashkenazim of Sinai. That was by Sinai we find the special din. But Ba'atam, Shlomo Zalman is already married in the Kuda. The din of Shemei Kohen is when you're Mechuyiv in a Bracha, then Memela, one person can be made to you. However, we're Mechuyiv in an Aniyah, Amin Yishmei Rabu Kedeme. But when again, to Kriya Satur, Lima Satur, we never find that there's a din of Shemei Kohen. Memela, we'll get to those halachos also, Mitzvah Hashem. Therefore, it doesn't pass the Dinish Mekin, as Kilo Zephyr is saying, wouldn't best be Mechuyiv. The best thing to do is, if you have the Echirlis, be Mavarech beforehand, to get yourself out of the Shailis. The Maisa Mishabru did not bring down the Shari Tshuva that Shemei Ko'ina, you're Mechuyiv to Mavarech. The Mashmoy's Timus of Zoram would be that you're talking not Mechuyiv to Mavarech according to that. But again, the Psikas Din of Birch Zatero, before Birch Zatero, the Maisa Gain says also that you should not do that, because you're going to be Maharin in the Psak. And the Shitasa, you have to be Mavarech. The Ramah, on the other hand, he says no. The Shitasim, that you, here is not a problem. However, I would think that this is talking about where you're answering, oh, yes, no, maybe so. Something like that. But you're not saying kosher, pasul, mutter, aser. However, to say an entire halacha, aser, akoisiv, divrei Torah, afapishen, akarit, tzarech, levarech. To say that, somebody asks you, I'm writing a sefer Torah. Do I make a bracha beforehand or not? To answer, then you're saying an entire halacha. Even the Ramah would be masking in such a case that you would have to, that's certainly limud Torah, even though it's a psak, but it's certainly limud Torah. Yesh litzadeh that the Ramah would be masking in such a case, you have to say the bracha also. It's where you're paskining, even though you have the hearer, that's not a problem, according to Ramah. Yes, that's what he's saying. He's saying a koisiv. That's what I'm saying. That if you're saying a halacha without a tam, then you have to make a bracha. If you say a koisiv divrei Torah, tzarech levarech. Even though everybody asks, what do you mean? Why is koisiv divrei Torah? I didn't say any reasons why. Because the reason you're being, the derech is to be maitzi something bepiv. When are you going to be koisiv? Or koisiv be maitzi adavar mina koyach alapayal. But if you read, then you have to, or you don't have to. You do have to, because you're saying the halacha. You're saying you're reading the entire halacha. As opposed to passing without a tam, then you're not saying the words. All you're saying is aser, pasul, kosher. The meila, that's why it's not a problem. Even though you're being mahar, that's not an issue. What's with doing a mitzvah beforehand? Interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that to do a mitzvah beforehand, even though you're going to be thinking in the halachas of the mitzvah, it's not a problem. Mashmal se etzem mitzvah that you're doing beforehand, certainly you don't have to make a bracha beforehand. The bracha was in this karantar, not a mitzvah. The Bikurei Yaakov, we saw last Zman, for those that were with us, we actually didn't. In Tavrish Mem Dalet, he says that those that take a lulav before Shachris, they should be mevarech berachas atar before the kiyum mitzvah. The truth is that we saw in the Beis Yosef brought down, that maybe that's the lashon of lasik v'divrei Torah, Al divrei Torah, that al divrei Torah is kol brachos, that's why you should say it, as opposed to lasik v'divrei Torah. Unfortunately, Ben Yussi, Lo Yivanti, and Zebachlal, I would have thought lasik v'divrei Torah is the asik, is something with a pula that you're doing with your hands. That's kol mitzvahs, as opposed to divrei Torah is just the dvarim of Torah. The truth is that the Avodah Zarah says that. However, the Beis Yosef brought down the other way around. Lasik v'divrei Torah is on the divrei Torah. Al divrei Torah is kol also mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is a zikr, when you're saying al divrei Torah, not being kol mitzvahs, we make a brach on every mitzvah, we get along as you get up to it. My chavrusa tainan, I found it in the Agoyis, Chavar ben Chaim, in the back of the Beis Yosef, that he says that it's going on the other brachas, that the other mitzvahs that you don't make a brach on. Chesed, kibud av v'eim, tzedakah, all these brachas that you don't make a brach on, in the chanami it's kol, in the, maybe it's kedai to even though the mission we're passing is not, but the bracha is a bracha that maybe is also kol mitzvahs, so zikr you're not mechuyev to, and I think the minhag olam is not to. I don't know that everybody's makbid not to put them, certainly before a person gets married and he puts his tzitzis in the morning and he makes a bracha on his tzitzis. Maybe other people are not mechav, and once you're married and you give them, say, I have a talis gadol, so then you don't make a bracha on the talis gadol, so you're not mechavin to be yotzei the mitzvah until you mevarach later on. So then maybe in a chanami you wait till after birchas hatorah. However, those people that put on tzitzis in the morning, that's before you say birchas hatorah. And many people put on tefillin in the morning before birchas hatorah. So I think that the minig ha'olam is not to be makbid dafka to be not to do a mitzvah beforehand. And that's certainly the stimus of Mishnah Berurah. Not stimus of Mishnah Berurah, that's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that says that you don't have to worry about the hur that you're doing Mishasa Ezek HaMitzvah. Sif Hei, Birchas HaTorah Asher Kedishom Mitzvahinu Al Divrei Torah V'Harevno V'Asher B'Charbonim. There's three, it's not exactly clear actually how many brachas there are, we'll see in a second. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Tomit Tiyah Tfilah Sa'av V'Aim Shigura B'Fiyim. And in Revolatin, Lenigalarik, they also bring down in Brich Shmei, you say, that's another time. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Kufchav Beis, Sifkaton Yud Ches Kimdomani, Ches, that a person should daven every day. For his kids, that's Shaliyam Mishatara, Mipiyu, Mipizari, Zari, Vazera Zari. He should say it every day in Al Kaini Tzur. He should be Mechavim for that. Because of Adam, Nachum Rei Lechol Adam, Mispal Bechol Yoyim, Beyichur Al Tzorach, Vaparnasas, Shaliyam Mishatara, Mipiyu, Vazari, Vazera Zari. He should call Yitzchak Alav, Evde Hashem Be'emes, Bechulu. That means that you don't have to wait to Erev Shechid Shtivan to say the Tzvila Sashlof. Even though it's Mesugal, and you should also say the Tzvila Erev Shechid Shtivan. But it should be, this is something which should be every day. And not only that, you should be mispala for yourself. That you should be yom shatir mipicha. It's not hava lo hava lo isagi like the Gemara says, and then the Nida that yispala misha chokma shalei. That's the ikar is yispala misha chokma shalei. Sif vav, Mechaber says, Omer v'harav no bevav. You're supposed to say v'harav no bevav. What's the reason why? The Rama says that yeshem b'levav v'cheinogu avir tev lemer bevav. And that's how Mishnah Berurah says, no good to say with a vav. Not exactly clear. The Maisa, our paskining is a two brachas, is a three brachas. Say a vav because you get out of any shiloh. Because even if you're the man of the Omer, that it's three brachas, it's not a problem to say a vav in between. So either way, you're good. Now, the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, and Simim Avav, when he's talking about the Meir brachas, he says, according to the Ramah, in Simim Mem Zayin, Berachas HaTorah is three brachas. Mashmoy says that he went at the, according to the Ramah, in the Chanami, it's three brachas. And L'chor, according to that, you would say Amen afterwards. However, after V'harav, before V'harav, no. L'maisa, it's a big shot what to do. The Shari Tshuva says you're stuck either way. If you didn't say Amen, you should have. If you did say Amen, you shouldn't have. The Rizal says L'maisa, you do say Amen. In the money, that's the minig of Hasidim. However, the minig of Ashkenazim, Kimdumani, Litaim, I should say, that follow the Mishnah Berurah, the Mashmois is that from the Mishnah Berurah that Rav Achrenim say not to say Amen. And Mimela, the best thing to do is to say Amen quietly, to say the bracha quietly, therefore you don't say Amen. Now, Lamaisa doesn't always help, because you can't always do that, because in a case where somebody's being made to you, for example, Shavuos morning, they have to say the bracha out loud. What do you do in that case? That's good for the Shaila, and in most Tosha Shuls, they don't say Amen afterwards. This is also going to get to being mafsek in between. Can you be mafsek in between, or not? Between Vaharavna, if you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, can you answer? Can you answer then? L'chor going to the Rizal, you could answer. If you hold that it's only one bracha, so it's a subject whether you can answer. Maybe you should be quiet and be answer like Shemeya Koine. That might be the best etzah. If you're, we'll see in a second also. We'll get there in a second. Sif. Sif Zion. Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Birchas Avos Olam Poteres Birchas Atura Im Lomen Miyad B'lo Yehefsik. Birchas Atura is Poter. Questions when should we stop? No little right. Anybody that can't handle it, please feel free to get a coffee. No, I'm not. The mechaber passes that avarava before the gemara. The avarava paters are birchas atero. The Mishnah Berurah says that avas oilam also paters at night. If a person has a suffix, avas oilam paters at night the same way zil baster taima bet mitzvah benu yerino avas oilam paters at night the same way that avarava paters during the day. Granted, it's a little bit of a chiddush because avarava paters. What is avarava pater? So it's mefurish in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes that avarava paters all your brachis. If you said avarava, you don't have to make any other brachis. Kinira kolul and avarava is all the brachis. which could very well be that it is kalal. The same libenu love and alaski lishmoy elamay lalamed. It's a bakasha from a kadosh baruch hu. Lamay lalamed. We say abaycher ba'me yisrael be'avo. Where kadosh baruch hu is bachar banu. We have all the brachas there. The question is, do we have all those lishenis by night also? It's not clear that we have all those lishenis in avos ha'ilum. But the Mishnah Berurah understood, and Rabbi Yehuda understood that zikr, your yotzei your chiv, it also works as a brachas atiril. Even if it doesn't work for all the brachas, the whole but it works for some of the brachas. Your yotzei brachas atiril, which is a good etzah for somebody that sleeps during the day. It's a topic whether or not you have to make a new bracha. Therefore, Friday after Shabbos afternoon, you took a nap. Once Shabbos, you should have in mind. I don't think Lamayit Zalim is doing that way because I don't see. I know a lot of people that take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. I don't see everybody running after Marav on Shabbos afternoon, Matze Shabbos, and sitting down and learning for a few minutes. Now, maybe they understand Vinoyim is considered Limud HaTorah. I don't know. But Lechera, according to that, maybe Vayitin Lecha. But for those that are knowing, most people, I don't see them saying that either. The Yesh Lain, Lechera, it is a good Eitzah. Lechera, it's a good Eitzah. It works as a Kavar Rabba. To be yotzei your chiyuv afterwards, it works. There's shmuis that the Brisker Rav would tell Bachrim that I bachar bar mitzvah to be mechavim by avos ha'ilum by marav, because his bracha in the morning was only a bracha that he was mechuyim in the rabbanon, now he's mechuyim in the raisim, especially if he can say a pshetel. So he should be mechavim to be yotzei the whether mechuyim to or not mechuyim to.
The Shmur by avos ha'ilum does not happen to mention learning afterwards. In other places where he says have my rabbi, he does say to learn afterwards. I don't have a pshetel, but he doesn't have to say it by avos ha'ilum.
I hear his only reason that he knows that avos ha'ilum works is from Avarabba, so I don't think it could be better than Avarabba.
Yeah.
I hear. The Brisker Rav was medactic to tell him to learn. I'm glad they say this. Shmuel, what he told him to say the last pasuk of Shema twice. The second one on Tzilim and Torah, and then they declare how are you allowed to do that. You know, they say Shema twice, even any pasuk. Cool. But Vatim was medactic that you should learn something al atar. That which you have to learn right after davening. The Bir Halacha says, Lav Davka doesn't have to be any, all of Liman Atur, all of davening, and all of, and even going to the Beis Medrash afterwards, as long as you weren't Masik, that's not a problem. Even though generally you're not even supposed to be mafsik at even with the Shia Ba'alma between the bracha. So why over here are you allowed to be wait till after the end of davening? Can you hear the reason is because it was chal already on the Kriyashma. Just you also want to use the Birch Zatur, you have to advise that it's Birch Zatur, so you also have to learn. But the bracha was chal already right away. Now what happens if it's a day which is Kriya Zatur? Can you use the Kriya Zatur as a learning for the Birch Zatur? So the Isha Yisrael, he clears this. He says, Efshar Yetzi Bazeh. Now, it's a suffix, whether or not there's a dafka, he brought down from a sefer. The question was, is a dafka if you said along with the Valkyrie, or even if you just heard? L'chore was nisgan for the sake of learning. But mitzad sheni, it's not mischazik ke birchas atero, because this is something which was nisgan to do, so we don't, even though maybe it has a din of birchas atero, Shema also has a din of atero, Shema also has a din of atero, like the Gemara says in Menachos. Nevertheless, it's not mischazik ke birchas atero, meaning l'chore the pashas would be that you would have to learn afterwards, l'chore. Now, at what point in the Avarabba, or Avasilim, do you have to be mechavin that it should work as the Berachas HaMitzvah? Let's say he forgot to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. He gets up to, and then, I wanted to use it as Berachas HaTorah. Is that okay? He's now about to say, Avarabba HaMitzvah B'Ava. So it could be if Avarabba HaMitzvah B'Ava is connected to Shabbat HaBanus, maybe that's enough. Lamaisa, Rashi said, it's a Lumaydu Lalamid. But does it have to be dafka there? Or as long as you're mechav and mishas maiso, then that would be enough. I didn't find the gilui l'chero. I would be mitzadit l'kula. Befrat that there's a tzad where you don't even have to mechav and mechlal. So l'chero, as long as you're mechav and at some point, and it could be that at that point you ready, at any point you have a chilek of the berachas mitzvah asher b'vayich b'am Yisrael, l'chero that should be enough. Befrat if you learn afterwards. Now, what's better to do? If a guy didn't say Berachas HaTorah, is it better like to do like the Prima Gadim, to be Mechaven, not to be Yoyte, with Avarabba, and then say Berachas HaTorah afterwards? Or is Mechaven right to Avarabba, and to learn afterwards? The best thing to do is say Berachas HaTorah before, and that's what the Mechaber says. However, the question is, if you didn't do that, what's the second best? You're now holding in So the truth is, it depends where you're holding. If you're holding a pesukim de zimra, the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Beis, that you should not, Nun Aleph, that you should not wait till, you should not wait till Av Rabbah to be Yetzeh. You should stop in the middle of pesukim de zimra and say Birchas HaTorah, and continue pesukim de zimra. You're not supposed to say pesukim de zimra without Birchas HaTorah. So if you're holding in pesukim de zimra, stop in the middle and say Birchas HaTorah. If you're already holding in the Birchas Yetzer, then you don't stop, you're Yetz with Av Rabbah. The question is, I have two choices over here. Should I be Yetz with Av Rabbah and then have to make sure to learn afterwards? Or Lehenda, don't be Mechavah, not to be Yetz with Av Rabbah, and then I'll say my Birchas there afterwards. I don't have to worry about learning afterwards. So Lechura, I would have said Mitzvara, that it's not a good idea to Mechavah not to be Yetz, because not everybody holds that way. It's they're all holds, even if you're screaming that you don't want to be Yetz, you're Yetz anyhow, if you did it. Refrat by a bracha, there's a shaila whether or not it passes. Maybe by a sisa mitzvah it passes, but by a bracha can't say it doesn't pass. The maisi made the bracha. Therefore, I would have thought that it's better not to do that. The maisi Mishnah Berurah himself is machriyah this. In Siman Nun Beis, in the Beralacha, he's matmiya on the Prima Golem, he says, I don't understand. Kriyashma needs a birchas haTorah. So you want the birchas haTorah to be a birchas haTorah for the Kriyashma, but not a birchas haTorah for everything else. So what is this? How can he spalt it like that? Palgina and birchas haTorah. Mamela, he blives Sarachi and Lachar, the best thing to do is to be yaitzim with the Avarabah. Sifches. I'm sorry. Please, I beg your forgiveness, but for the sake of everybody else, I'm going to continue. I'm going to ask for no questions till end. I apologize. Sifches. V'yesh li estapik, isagi b'karei kreshma samach la miyad b'li hefzik, v'lechein yish lizor levarach b'rchaz atero, k'edem avas oylam. So shayla whether or not kreshma works as a b'rchaz atero, as a learning of the Torah, and therefore one should be careful to say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. Now, if a person only remembers after Av Rabbah, but he's still in the middle of davening, as long as he learns afterwards, the Mashmoy says in the Mishnah Berurah that that's okay. That he sends you to the Bir Halacha, but the Mashmoy says that even if you weren't Mechavin, then that's okay. I mean, in the case that we had, that the guy forgot Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you don't remember by Aleinu, not a problem, just learn right after Aleinu and you're okay. Or if he gets the first Seder, Lechur also. That would be okay in the case of B'diavet, if you have no one else to be mitzvah you. That's the best thing to do. Now, somebody that doesn't learn right afterwards, he was Mechavin Av Rabbah, doesn't learn afterwards, L'mais of the Mishnah Berurah was Mitzad that you'd have to be Mivarach again. He didn't want to be Mivarach again, but he says that if you have another tier of a Safik, then you should be Mivarach again. Now, what happens if you don't have a tzad to shalom whether or not Kriya Shema is a din of tefillah, so therefore it doesn't work. So now, let's say, that's why with the Evid it doesn't work. L'chatchilo we say it's a din of Torah. Now, let's say a person wakes up and only has his 5 minutes before he says my Kriya Shema. Should he say Birchas HaTorah, or should he say Kriya Shema? L'chor, you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema, if you say Birchas HaTorah. If you say you don't want to miss the bracha. So Lechura, first of all, it's a shalom whether Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa or Darabanan. If it's Darabanan and Kriya Shema is Daraisa, then go for the Daraisa, as opposed to Darabanan. Even if it's Daraisa, ken zayin that you're not being mevato, ken zayin that Kriya Shema taka doesn't need a bracha. If it has din of tefillah, taka doesn't need a bracha maybe. Like the Beit Yosef said. And even if it does need a bracha, if you're not going to say Birchas HaTorah now, you'll say it in 5 minutes. So even though you're mevatlet for the second, but you weren't mevatlet for the whole day, it's supposed to Kriya Shema, mevatlet the whole day. The main Lechura of the Pashas is that you should say Kriya Shema. That's how the Pashas in the Neinu go. That's what I heard from Brookwitz and Anachanami. You should say Kriya Shema in such a case. And you'll say Birchas HaTorah afterwards. Lamaisa, Benigeah, Tepsukim, that are said Derech Tefillah, even though the Mishnah Berurah says maybe Kriya Shema is in Tefillah and it doesn't work, as Limud HaTorah. However, we're Machmir, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Vav, Lechatchila, one should say Birchas HaTorah before Slichos, even though it's Tchinois, and certainly before Pesukim de Zimra. Before you say any Pesukim, you should say it. Which would mean also, before you put on any Tefillin, if you say that, you say any of these Pesukim, you should also say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. And so I heard from Berkowitz, he says also, Bechal, it's a mitzvah too. So you're hopping two things. Besides the fact you're saying a pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chatchila is machbid that you should not say any psukim, even if it's not derech Limud HaTorah, before Birchas HaTorah, mainly Chatchila one should do that. Sif Tes. The Machaber says, in Sif Tes, Yesh Eremim Shem Hifzik Ben Birchas HaTorah Lelimudei Im Kachlum, Va'anochan Shalei Lahafzik Beneim, V'cheinog Ulemi Parashat Birchas Kanem, Zalem Birchas HaTorah. Tesis was Metzadeh that even if you're a mafzik after Birchas HaTorah, then it's not a problem. However, that's not the minig, he says, and you should not be mafzik b'chlal. Lamaisa, if you were masik, the mashmoris of the Mishnah Berurah is that you would have to say another bracha. However, even though he was mistopic with it, it sounds like he didn't want to be seimuch on it, Lamaisa, the best thing to do is to ask somebody else to be right to you. But in a chanami, the mashmoris is if you don't have anybody else to be right to you, according to the Mishnah Berurah, mashmoris is that you would have to make a new bracha. Tainu, we go like Rav Achreinim, that it's like a birchas hamitzvahs, and you're not allowed to be mafsik in between, and therefore we'd have to make a new bracha. Sif Yod talks about a hefsik in between. Im hefsik mi lilmudei v'nesasik ba'asakov. Kim shadayt alachzav ilomer, loy havzei hefsik. Vodin l'shino, merchaz v'isakisei, these are all not considered hefsik. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, there's a machlokes in the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the person, he goes every day, he learns for a Seder, then he goes to work from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night, comes home, davens, eats, reads the newspaper, goes to sleep. Never did it happen in the last 10 years that he ever learned after first Seder. Kids, one day he comes to work, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, boss says, oh, by the way, system's down, you're free to go. Free to go, doesn't even call his wife, goes straight to the base manager. And he sits down and learns. Hold on a second, does he have to make a new bracha? Says the Magen Avraham, yeah, zikr, that's the chadas, you make a new bracha. The Taz says, you do not make a new bracha. Lemais is a suffix, and the Mishnah Berurah says, that means suffix, you should not make a new bracha. Suffix, lekul, you don't make a new bracha. And the question that the Rambam asks, there's a few times that he says this, is at the beginning of the siman, he said, if you have a suffix, whether or not you made the bracha, suffix darayz lechomro. Now he says, you have a suffix, whether or not mechoyim, suffix darayz rabban lekul, suffix lekul. What's the difference? The chur, the answer is you could be mechalik in other ways, it could be that there's other fakas here. But I would say that the difference is whether or not there is the suffix, whether or not you made the bracha in the first place. Here, you zichra have the bracha. The question is, did you lose the bracha? So your chazaka beforehand was that you didn't have a bracha. Your chazaka over here is that you do have the bracha. Memela, misafik, you wouldn't make a bracha. Now, if you use the bathroom, the machaber passes, you do not make a new bracha. Kimdamani, the minig of the goin, and those that follow the minogi goin, Zoberman, I think kimdamani, they do make a bracha after excusing themselves in the bathroom. The Sif Yud Aleph Shina, the Allah of Shina's Keva by Yom Yitase, have a hefsek, Yosham is Loyave hefsek, Vichay Nogu. The Mice of the Machaber Paskins, that it's not considered a hefsek. It's interesting. He says him, the Klal of the Machaber is Stam Yeshemer, we go like the Stam. However, he says a Stam that it's a hefsek, Vyashim Loyave hefsek, Vichay Nogu like the Yeshemer. We pass like the Minig is like the Yeshemer, that it's not considered a hefsek. Now, it's a little bit shver what the reason is, like the Beis Yosef says. It's really no one's shita. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not even a hefsek if you sleep at night. And according to the Rosh, it's a hefsek if you sleep during the day. So where does this shara come from that if you sleep during the day, it's not a hefsek if you sleep at night, it is a hefsek. So he says, maybe we're seimich on Rabbeinu Tam, klapi the day, with tzarechin. But the truth is, niva v'layodam aniva, or maybe he did know, I don't know, but Lamais of the Ra'ah that they found a few hundred years after the Beis Yosef lived, the Ra'ah says Lahedya. He says that only a Shina at night, which is the Zman Shina Lakola Olam, that's considered a Hefsik. Mashenkin during the day, which is not Zman Shina Lakola, we don't look at that as a Hefsik. Because that's not the normal thing. So we don't look at it as you're finished. Because if certainly you're going to get up and continue. At night, that's it, you're finished. That's whenever it goes to sleep, that's considered a Siluk. But during the day, in a Hanami, it's not considered a Siluk. And Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, Since Rav Rishonim hold that you're supposed to make a bracha, and the Magen Avraham brings down that Mary Ginsburg did make a bracha, Amavarech loy hifsid. However, that is not the minhag olam. Even though Amavarech loy hifsid, however, like the Magen Avraham himself says, that the minhag olam is not to be Mavarech, Shina Bayoyim is not, that's what I heard from Barkowitz also, that that's not the minhag to be Mavarech by Shina Bayoyim. Sif Yud Aleph, I'm sorry that I'm going to push you off. Sif Yud Beis, for the sake of everybody else. Afim Lomad, Balayla, Halayla Hoyokachar Yoim Shaavar, Veinotarach Lachs Lavarach, Kolzman Shalo Yoshin. If a person learns at night, the night goes after the day, and until you go to sleep, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, the Mashmois is, Mishnah Berurah says Lahedya, that if it's nighttime and you take a nap, even if it's the beginning of the night, nevertheless, you have to make a new bracha because it's already nighttime. Shinas keva, kuli yama tzorich levarach. Now, that would come out lechera that a guy on Shavuos night that wants to take a little nap at night and then he wants to go learn afterwards, he's gonna have to make a new bracha zater, and that's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is that they do not do such a thing. Now, L'chor would come out according to Mishnah Berurah also, that if a person gets up every few hours, sleeps for 2 hours, gets up and learns a little bit, sleeps for 2 hours, gets up and learns, every time that he sleeps, every shinas keva balaylo is considered a hefsek, and he has to make a new bracha. However, that is not the minhag ha'olam, certainly, and the shaila is, why? What's the reason why? The minhag ha'olam is l'chora, like the Magen Avraham says, that even though we work that not like a minute town. That's not just once a day, and that if you get up before Alayt HaShachar, you don't have to make a new bracha until you get to Alayt HaShachar. If you get up before Alayt HaShachar, you have to make a new bracha. However, a person is only a mechavet to mevarech once in a 24-hour period. And Mamela, and that's the minhag ha'olam is only to mevarech once in a 24-hour period. So Mamela, when a person goes to sleep at night, either after his first sleep or after his second sleep, whatever it is, if you're mevarach after your first sleep, you're not mevarach after your second sleep. If you're not mevarach after your first sleep, you're mevarach after your second sleep. The question is, what to do when a person wakes up? It seems from the Paiskiz Ma'anenu that we go baser your ikar sleep. Dainu, if you had a shinas keva, your ikar shinas, you slept for 4 hours, and you see that it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. You get up and you learn a little bit and you go back to sleep for another hour afterwards. You can make the bracha after the 4 hours that you slept at night, and even though you're gonna go back to sleep for an hour because you already did your ikar sleep. You already did your ikar sleep. If you're only taking a nap, it seems like from the Paiskim, Prefrat, if you're in your clothing and it's not considered the Swamish Shinas Arai, the meaning of the Ilam is not to make a bracha only after the Shinas Keva. Only after the Shinas Keva. The way that the Marsham says that maybe you should say one bracha one time and say another bracha another time, two brachas another time, be mechavin, you only want to be yetzer for part of the time. The Shari Tshuva quotes a certain thing, a similar thing. Lamaisa, the way that I heard from Berkowitz, I think it's a nice klar psak, he said that you always go baser, you only mevarech when it's a shinas keva. Which is considered the shinas keva? Your ikar shino. So if you're sleeping 4 hours and 2 hours, it's the 4 hours. You make the bracha after 4 hours, and after 2 hours, you don't have to make a new bracha. Let's say you go to sleep after you have two ikar keva, you sleep for 6 hours, you sleep for 3 hours, you're up for an hour, then you sleep for another 3 hours. Which one is your ikar? So he said that the best thing to do is to be mevarach brachos atero after the first one, and after the second time in the morning, be mechavim by avarabo. L'chor, that way you're yetzei both shittas, but in a chanami, the minhag ha'olam is not to make more than one brachos atero in a 24-hour period. Now, what happens if a person is up all night? The minhag is that you don't make a birchas haTorah in the morning, you get somebody else to be mitziv. However, if you slept during the day, even though I'm a mevarach lehifsin maybe, however, the minhag is not to. However, if you slept during the day and you're up at night, then we have Rav Kivi Eger's Ma'onam Shach, according to Rina Tam, it's a new day, you make a new bracha. Even according to the Rashi, it doesn't say that way, you slept during the day, so sleep during the day, so you have to. Maybe the Ma'onam Shach, you have to make a bracha. Now, they bring down that the Chazon Ish was mafakik on this, that the Sefer Yishei Yisrael brings down the Chazon Ish was mefakik on that. I didn't see the reason why. But L'chora, according to the Ra'ah that we just said beforehand, it makes a lot of sense. Because according to the Ra'ah, there is no Maman of Shach. Only Ashinas Laila is mafsik. Ashinas Yerim is not mafsik. So the fact that you slept during the day is not mafsik. And at night, you didn't sleep. So according to the Ra'ah, in Echonami, you wouldn't make a bracha in such a case. However, Kim Dumani, the minhag ha'olam, is to go with this Rabbi Kivi Eger. And it's not a problem, I think, for Berkowitz told me in such a case, to make a bracha. Sif Yud Gimel. How come you only wait till later on? The chorif is al minhag ha'olam, even if you don't hear the tarnagol, at 9 o'clock when you said if you didn't hear the tarnagol, also you're making the bracha. So why do I have to wait? What's this inin achiyer ayim? It sounds like because all the brachas are minhag ha'olam. It sounds like the brachas of minhag ha'olam are because that's the minhag ha'olam. Certainly, if you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you got dressed. So you make a malvish harumim, or somebody else was already dressed at that time. However, the tarnagol is on minhag ha'olam because somebody heard the tarnagol. But if it's too early to hear it, then in chanami, you don't make a new bracha. Certainly, if you hear it, you're allowed to presume that somebody said it already. The last sif, thank you for bearing with us. Sif Yudal, whether you did or didn't. Sif Yudal, Nashim Mevarcha is Birchas HaTorah. Nashim are allowed to be Mevarch, Birchas HaTorah. The Mechuyev to Mevarch, Birchas HaTorah, is Lashim Levush. Chayov is Mevarch, Birchas HaTorah. The question is, can a woman be Maitzi, her husband, with Birchas HaTorah? That was part of the question of the guy that botched up. We saw the Bir Halacha, it depends, Machlekes. According to the Beis Yosef, that they're Mechuyot Mivarech, they're allowed to. Mashen Kerin, Kolosh, Mechuyot Vodavar, Kimoyeti Achirim. However, according to the Goyin, that they could just be Yoitzi, be Mamshech Achim onto themselves, and they're not Mechuyot, in the Chanami, they cannot be Mighty anybody else. Their Bir Halacha does not pass in Lamaisa. I heard from Berkowitz that you could, and he mentioned an interesting story. He said that they once had a live hookup. Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation had a live hookup of Reb Chaim speaking to the people in America. And Kinnear was in the middle of a night there, and it was ready. It was the nighttime there, and it was the early morning in Eretz Yisrael. And Kinnear Reb Chaim was up all night. He had his wife, the Revitin Kanievsky, be mighty him with Berachas HaTorah on the video before he started learning, before he spoke. Now, what happens if a woman is mafsik in the middle of the day? The Tzlach says, Taisa says, that the only reason you don't have to make a new bracha in the middle of the day is because you're mechuyev to learn the entire day. Agav, it's a chiddush in Taisa that you're mechuyev to learn the entire day. Because if you have a lila, it could mean that you have a chiddush to learn by day and by night. Who told you have a chiddush to learn the entire day, entire night? As the Yeretz is murder. But that's what Taisa says, you have a chiddush entire day, entire night. A woman doesn't have a chiddush entire day, entire night. So if she stops as a Tzlach like her, she should have to make a new bracha. Av alayim masas yizeh, leib yishen, leib yipoiskim. And that is Lamaisa Menega Olam, and that's what Shlomo Zalman says, the Pesach, a woman does not make a new bracha. And the reason is because she's not Mesiyach Das the entire time. The same way that when a person goes to the bathroom, they're not Mesiyach Das in the Halacha, so too he says, they're not Mesiyach Das, all the Halachas that come up. And mainly she will not make a new bracha. Now, anytime that a person has a Safek bracha, what should they do? Chorif, the best thing to do is not to make the bracha, get somebody else to be Mesiyach. If you don't have such a chorilis, the Bachacher says something interesting. He says you could say, Baruch Rachmano, because Rachmano is not Shem Hashem, and Mamela, but it works as a bracha. You can say Baruch Rachmano. If you're Mechuyev, then it works. And if you're not Mechuyev, you're more Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. However, Rekiv Eger and Tshuva says that if you say Racham V'chan in a bracha, then it has the shame of Hashem. It's like a Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala for the Baruch Levatala. Mela, even though Rachmano by itself is not a problem, but in a bracha, Taka is a problem. And that's what I heard from Rebbe Kowitz also, that we have a problem with Shem Hashem, but Mela, one should not do, say Baruch Rachmano in place of Berachas HaTorah.